Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Tuesday at 4 o'clock. That means we are joined by the host of the Jordan Mailata show. That is Jordan Mailata. Hey, Jordan.
Hello.
Oh, hey, buddy. How we doing?
Mate, long time no see.
There we go. You stole that joke before I could. So, so today is your day off. Do you separate yourself from football at all on your day off? Do you try to, you know, put your brain somewhere else, not think about it? What does a day off for Jordan look like?
That is exactly what I do. Do anything that is not football related. Mm-hmm. Just spend time with my wife. Pretty much it on Tuesdays. Sit on the couch, watch TV, watch movies.
Talk to us.
Talk to you guys. If there's something that I have booked, meeting wise for something, then do that. Just anything that's not football related.
And how difficult is that for your brain? I know for me, it's very hard for me not to think about work, even when I'm not working. Is it difficult for you to get your brain there, or have you trained yourself with this schedule with a way to do that?
Nah, it's pretty easy. Yeah, you got to train yourself. I think the longer you're in the league, you kind of just, you want the time off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's one day. We get one day off, and got to make the most of it. And I think just to really take a breath and take a step back from, the facility and all things football is nice. So,
Yeah, it gives you a chance to recharge, give you a chance to sort of renew your mind and everything. And you come in Wednesday, it's like a fresh start, ready to go for a new team, new game plan, new opponent.
Yeah. I like that.
Now I feel bad asking you about football. What's your favorite candy?
Hey, man.
I just, your body's a temple. You would never eat candy.
Better know what candy is.
Yeah. you mentioned a couple of times last night when we were talking about the first half. You said, a lot of it from an offensive for a lack of success standpoint was that you guys were not executing in a way that you believed that you could. And you said it a couple of times about the running game that you're a block away. How do you, when you're not able to practice as much during the regular season as you're doing in training camp, how do you get there, right? How do you get from point A to point B when the issue is that you're just not playing to the level of that you know you're capable of? How do you get there?
I mean, the best practice is, the second half. You really have, it's focus. You got to be locked in. And, I think once we came in that at halftime, we were just trying to pinpoint the mistakes that we were making and how we can better that. And so, I think the second half was probably the best reps that we could get of overcoming adversity, of re-locking back in, because it was a rough, pretty rough start. And, you know, what better way to practice that than to actually do it in the game? And so you got to lock back in. You got to, again, overemphasize the communication. And I think that's what we did. And I think that's why we were able to put points in the second half and kind of come back and help our defense out a little bit.
I tell you, a big thing will be interesting to watch for you guys this week, Jordan, is coming off of such an emotional win, the way Sunday's game was, putting that behind you and getting to this next game, right? You know, you get a win like that, that win doesn't just go away for a lot of people around you, outside noise. That's a game that we'll be talking about for weeks and years to come, but including this week, people still want to talk about how do you guys sort of get away from what happened Sunday and that excitement and get refocused trying to get ready for Tampa this week?
I think with the culture and the guys that we have in the locker room, I think it'd be pretty easy to move on. Just guys understanding that, you know, what we did last week was last week, and we got to be where our feet are at. And you know, this week it's the Tampa Bay Bucks, and that's all we'll focus on. As emotional as it was, I think the professional side of each football player will come out and force everybody to move on faster. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That makes sense? You know, just get everyone to carry on to the next game. And, you know, I certainly will be, that will be my message, as emotional as last week was. Now, let's get better this week. Let's move on. Let's address what we need to address, you know, to get better. And then, yeah, focus on Tampa. Because this week, you know, again, not going to be an easy game, so gotta lock back in.
I know that it's not a long time in between the first half and the second half, but when you go into the locker room after a first half like Sunday, what is the vibe in the locker room, and what is being said? How do you react to it when you guys are just with yourselves during halftime?
You try to be as positive as you can. You know, keep the spirits high, because you know, it's not fun when you're going three and out, and everyone knows that. Everyone is, you know, their toughest critic, and so you just got to be positive, and you got to, you know, have those conversations in there about how we can get to the best runs possible, how we can create explosives, how we can, you know, get the ball out to AJ and Smitty. So, you know, those are all the things that we're doing, and you know, just trying to keep the mood positive and high in the locker room, especially after a half like that. Mm-hmm. Never want to come in and, you know, beat up on each other. It's already a terrible feeling that we're not helping out.
Yeah, so I would have been bad in the locker room. Yeah.
You just got to come up with being positive and come up with the solutions, man. You know, there's no room for panic.
Yeah.
Everyone's in there. Everyone knows, like, you know, we just got to figure out and be problem solvers.
Yeah, I had no solutions, no problem solving, just yelling, all emotion. Like, that was I mean, taking everybody to Pound Town, baby. Somebody would be like, man, Ike, shut up. Sit down, man. Like, yeah.
We're trying to figure something out here.
Yeah, I'm all emotion, Jordan. And when we're not playing as well as you guys did in that first half, yeah, I was like the emotion guy, man. But I tell you, you guys came out in that second half, and you certainly, even though that first drive ended with the way it did, but after that, it felt like there was a sense of urgency there, and you guys sort of, I hate to say you flipped the switch, but it certainly seemed like a light went off, and it was like, it's go time now.
Yep. Yeah, that sense of urgency. Urgency was definitely talked about in the halftime, and so, you know, again, no room for panic. We all got to be problem solvers and figure out, you know, what's going on. And so that's what it's like.
Yeah.
When you guys during the week are meeting with coaches and the rest of the personnel on offense about what the plan is for the next game, how much of that is the coaches explaining to you what we're going to do, and how much of it is a back and forth conversation from everybody about what could be done?
I think it's both. I don't think the conversations happen during the week, throughout the week, up until game day. You know, about I guess players' input, what players like to run. That happens throughout the week. But, you know, our coaches do a great job of building the game plan. And when we get in tomorrow, we'll get our first and second down, our game plan about what we're doing in the pass and run game. And, you know, we'll look at that. We'll look at the film and see why we're running those plays. Because, you know, they've obviously put in the time to watch all the film. You know, I guess that's their role, right, as coaches?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they come up with we look at the DNA of the defense that we're going up against and see what runs, see what passes look good, you know, against them. And that's what we'll show. And so then we'll go to practice, we'll run them, and then we'll come back with feedback. Like, hey, we really like this. This run to this defense, and we'll have those conversations up until game day. Might tweak a couple things here and there, just based off you know, some of the things that we'll see on film, and you know, and what we feel like as players can influence the play.
Mm-hmm. When you're playing in Tampa on Sunday, it'll be hot as hell.
Again,
week four, always.
Yeah.
Do you? How early does the hydrating thing start for you? I know it must sound like a silly question, but is that a few days before that you start preparing for that when you're playing in a climate like that?
So I've already started.
There you go.
Started hydrating. Well, one, the hydration is really good for post game. So I'm still just hydrating for the game that we just played on Sunday. I'm trying to get back to, you know, normal balance, like hydration level. And so, you know, I think it's all week long. It doesn't really, you know, I guess that's being a professional.
That's good. That's the way
to do it. Yeah, it basically doesn't stop for me. You know, the hydration is a major emphasis this week, but you know, I feel like I've always been on top of that, and I think they do a great job, the Eagles, of you know, again, stressing and teaching us about the importance of hydration, and not just that we're playing in Tampa, but just all season round. And so,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, it's gonna be fine, man. I think we'll be good.
So we mentioned the frequency in which you guys play Tampa. It seems like every year. I mean, seriously, for the last 5 years, it seemed like you played them at least once.
They're in the NFC East.
Right. Yes, they may as well be in the NFC East. But that also means both teams are very familiar with each other. What are some of the things that you guys want to do from an offensive line and protection standpoint going up against Todd Bowles and his defenses, and we know how aggressive he likes to be, sending extra guys. Like, what are you making sure that you're prepared for going up against this Tampa defense?
Yeah, I think even just right now, just learning from the past game that we just played, I think being more, again, simplifying the communication in protection. We know this guy likes to bring the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he likes to bring seven guys. Sometimes he'll bring six guys. He'll show eight, bring six, show eight, bring eight, you know, show seven, bring seven, show seven, drop seven. That's even possible.
That's possible. It is.
Yeah. So, you know, so like for us, just making sure that, again, we don't have any miscues with our running backs in protection, so they know where they're going. So that we know which five we have as an offensive line, and who Jalen and who Saquon or whoever's back there, running back wise, who they have in pass protection. So that for me, that's just one thing that I want to clear up this week.
So, Jordan, before we let you go, and we appreciate you giving us 15 minutes of your time on your day off, I just want you to know that behind the scenes here, there is momentum gaining. That I know it's only week four,
yep,
you know, in the season, but if you guys were to, you know, capture the ultimate prize this year of tossing Steiny, of tossing Michael Steinberg at an event,
we
do have some, you know, and this is a person that I know you're obviously much bigger and stronger than me, but I feel like Steiny is a guy that I could also toss, even given my physical stature. So there is momentum here.
Oh my God. I will not be tossing Steiner. That is not going to be a thing.
Yes. Yet. We'll get a couple in here.
This is worse than what were we trying to get in answer last year?
Who was the best for beat reporter?
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. Yes.
Oh, my God. That's even worse.
Well, I'll give you a choice. You can either name the best beat reporter or toss Steiny. It's one of the two. Okay. All right, Jordan.
All right, brother.
Enjoy the rest of your day. Good luck on Sunday, Jordan.
Appreciate it.
There he is. Thank Jordan Mailata.
He's like, man, these dudes is crazy.
Every time he thinks he's getting out of that part of the conversation, it is coming
we
back.
We got bits, Jordan.
Lots of bits.
And
tossing Steiny's one of them.
Embrace the bits.
Yes.
215-592-9494. Brian in Jersey, you're on WIP. What's up, Brian?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Brian?
What's up, Brian?
How you doing? So, I'm definitely on Ike's side. I don't think they are going to do it, but I feel like they need to be more aggressive. I think it's just better for the mental of the whole team, for Jalen, especially for AJ. We talked about for 2 weeks if AJ is going to get traded, if he's going to bring a book out. Like, I feel like it's great for the mental. It's great for the mental of the fans. It's great for the mental of my FanDuel account. Like, I agree. It's what we need.
Yes.
It's what we need, honestly. And, like, I really don't think they are going to do it. They're probably going to go with what they know. And I guess it is what it is. They're winning that way. But I would like to see them be more aggressive.
Well, I do think there is, and I know it's everyone, and I know, and you know, Ike and Elliot debated this for a while. I do think there is something to Jalen just throwing the ball. You know, and it doesn't have to be, you know, a bomb to AJ Brown down the sideline. There are opportunities, and we see them every week, and we saw that last year. And he needs to be able to find the balance. And we had hoped. You know, we had hoped that it was the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl that sort of unlocked that confidence.
Yeah.
And maybe it didn't, you know, for the first three games.
There's
six.
Look like it.
Well, there's 5 months in between that game and when you're playing again. Yeah. But this is fresh in his mind.
Mm-hmm.
And if, you know, I saw Fran Duffy posted something, a video on Twitter of him showing the very same play in the first half of the Rams game and the second half of the Rams game that resulted in a huge gain to AJ Brown in the second half. I think that was the one, and ended up in nothing in the first half.
Right.
And some of that is, I do think there is something to, I think the confidence builds as it's happening, but I do think there is something to, well, we're down 20 points, might as well, and when there's nothing to lose. That, you know, teams play freer when not that you want to get down 20 points, but teams I think play freer when there's nothing to lose.
I agree.
You know? I think the coaches obviously need to be part of it, but I do think there is some of it for him that just has to be, look, if you not that you should take a chance that is risky or
reckless. But, like, you don't want to be reckless with the football.
But you don't. Yeah, you don't have an arm. You don't have Josh Allen's arm. I get it. But you have an arm that's good enough to make normal NFL throws.
Yeah.
And have confidence in yourself that you can make that throw, because the minute that you doubt yourself, that the split second you wait, it's gone.
Yeah.
If you don't just react and throw it,
man, grip it
gone.
And rip it, baby.
Yeah.
Telling you.
So I think it's on him too.
So I also wanted to make a quick OG Wade point.
And,
Jack could vouch for me because I called at 2 o'clock before your guys' call. I was gonna say, I was like, yo, when OG Wade calls, I want you guys to bring up. I don't know if you heard, he has a 4-point system, but they did not win the 4-point system on Sunday. They did not. I think that the turnovers was a push. And I think they went 0 for 3 on the others. So I wanted you guys to ask, though. It's funny it came up.
Yeah.
We got to hold him accountable.
He didn't really lean on the 4-point system this
now,
week. Yeah.
Now, do trenches count on the blocked field goals?
Well, sure.
All that honesty?
It's a 60-minute game, though.
But that's the two biggest.
They didn't win in the trenches overall, I don't think.
But they created two big plays.
So would it be a push?
That's a real stretch. My biggest problem with the 4-point system is that it's 4 points. You can't have a system that determines whether you win or lose when it can be 2-2. It has to be a 5-point system.
He didn't think this all the way out.
It has to be a 5-point system. I am begging him to make it a 5-point system.
Well, if he was smart, he would throw special teams in there, and we had special teams at all.
They lost that too.
Kickoff, but.
Well, I guess they would have won that with the block punt, but also the kickoffs are so bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Another push.
Yeah. All right, Brian. Thank you for the call, buddy. Yeah.
I mean, his fifth point would be like, just do they have Jalen Hurts or not?
Yeah, but he's got he's had the 4-point system long enough. I pointed out the problem in the 4-point system 6 months ago. He hasn't adjusted it.
Yeah, and you brought up something there that I want to add to, because arguing with Elliot. You know, this is the slippery slope of arguing with Elliot.
Yes.
You get locked in to argue with him, and now you're...
What you want to do is win.
You're arguing with him.
Yes.
Forget about the overall point that's being made. It's arguing with him. So I say that to say my overall point in all of that was that I want to see them do more of what they did in the second half. It's not this person's fault. It's not that person's fault. This person's to blame. That person's to blame. All I know is that coming out of that game... I would feel as coaches on the offensive side and the offense, the players, that, man, you see, we can do this. Like, we can do this. We don't have to wait until we're down 3 scores. Like, we can do this. And I would hope, Jalen, if confidence has been an issue to where he's being conservative and don't want to turn the ball over, dude, you were throwing the ball all around the schoolyard in that second half, and you had the one turnover-worthy play. I can remember. That's the one. He had the one turnover-worthy play. But I'll exchange that for that type of passing offense. If I'm going to get 3 touchdowns and 200 yards in a half, I'll accept that.
Well, by the way, the guy I love, Baker Mayfield, leads the NFL in turnover-worthy plays. He does.
And he's 3-0.
Yeah, the truth is that sometimes they don't ever talk about touchdown-worthy plays that you threw and the guy dropped. And, you know, I don't know if there's stat for that as well. So either the other guy caught the ball or he didn't catch the ball.
Yep.
The guy on the Rams did not catch the ball. So they're going to drop him a lot of times, too. Just
and then they,
throw
then
the
they,
ball.
Didn't it look just better?
Yes.
Did the offense look better?
It looked like football.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
it was fun.
Am I taking crazy pills?
No.
Like, didn't that offense look better?
Of course. Style points matter. When you're watching the game, I want to watch it. I don't want to watch that Chiefs game again. Are you kidding me? I don't care if they win. I was bored to tears.
Like Drew said.
What's that?
Like Drew said. Drew Brees.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah, it's boring. Come on. Wake up. Entertain me.
We got bets to win.
Yes. 215-592-9494.
That's on the list of reasons why, yes.
It's getting higher and higher. The Lions-Ravens game last night, that's football.
Why don't you guys bet unders every once in a while?
No, life's too short. Everyone knows that.
Right. I tried that. I was trying to be cute.
It didn't work. Yeah,
no.
All right. Phil's back in action tonight. We'll talk about it a little bit next. The High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. 3 against the Marlins with the opportunity to clinch the 2 seed. Magic number's 2. So we'll talk about that and talk to you as well. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.